For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, everyone? I don't know why that's still playing. Hello, that's weird. I have no idea why that was still going. That's weird.
There was nothing going, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah, there was. It's my YouTube. I had the YouTube link up open. That's why. I was like, why is it still playing? There we go. Now I understand why it was still playing.
It's fine.
It's my first day. How about that? It is July 21st, 2023. My name is Rob Wilkins. That is Maggie. It is coexisting with Rob and Maggie. I want to say thank you for joining us. We got Ring of Honor, Death Before Dishonor predictions. We're going to talk Impact Slammiversary from last week. We got a lot to talk about, but as always, Maggie, how you doing?
We're going to talk about my grandma. We're going to talk about my grandma a lot.
Yeah.
I'm doing as good as I can possibly be doing. I want my apartment back. This is probably the only time where I get to be in my living room by myself. So guys, a reminder, please. First of all, subscribe to Fightful on YouTube. This is the first thing that I will implore you, because we are trying to get to 100K before the end of August. This is a milestone that Sean will be extremely happy to reach. So go ahead and subscribe to Fightful on YouTube. Second of all, leave a like on the video, please. It helps us a lot. And third, and most of all, subscribe to Fightful Select, please. It's only $5 a month. You get a lot of awesome shows. You get awesome wrestling news from a really, really reliable source. We put in the work a lot. This pays for a lot of people that work with Fightful. But right now, I'm going to have to invite you to send us your super chats and your humper chats at humperchats.com. And for every humper chat and or super chat that we get, I will give you a granny story from my entire life. Believe me, you want to hear those. Make those count, please.
Alrighty.
Let's talk about wrestling for a bit.
Okay, we'll start with wrestling real quick, but we do have a super chat from our good friend Chris Mueller, and he says, "Grandma story, please." So we'll get the first one for him here in just a minute. But Maggie, we start with Ring of Honor 0 Hour tonight at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, which I usually would start that opposite, but I just realized I was saying it in my time frame, so that's why I'm already starting the show off with a bang. Anyways, tonight, 0 Hour, AR Fox taking on Shane Taylor. Yep, take my money. That one's free, so still take my money. Layla Hirsch taking on Trish Adora. Action Andretti and my guy Darius Martin taking on the Workhorseman. And then Josh Woods in a pure rules match versus Tracy Williams. Yes. These four matches right here.
They're worth the entire pay-per-view, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, when I saw these matches, I was like, hell yes. That might actually that would probably get me to want to order this pay-per-view. So
yeah,
let's go and get started. Who you got winning that AR Fox Shane Taylor match?
This is okay. Like, this is a really hard one because, well, having in mind that Shane Taylor lost last night, you know, on Ring of Honor TV, but like, AR Fox hasn't been on Ring of Honor as much as of lately, or at all. Like, I really don't remember. Again, I watch Ring of Honor at work, not. You know, a lot of stuff gets into my brain. I wish it did. I'm going to go with AR Fox here.
Yeah.
This is nothing against Shane Taylor. By the way, as a whole, how excited are you about this pay-per-view? As a whole?
It's grown on me. At first, I was just like, man, they got to build this because right now I'm not. But when they added Pac versus Claudio, that helped a lot for me. So it definitely did it. And then you have Willow Nightingale, who just did an interview with Sean, taking on Athena, which is worth money by itself. So I'm excited for it. I'm ready to go. I am. It's going to have two shows going on tonight at once, or technically, yeah, two going on. You got SmackDown and you got this pay-per-view, and then after that you got Rampage going against
I'm asking because like we've mentioned this off the air, you and I, that we're not as excited about Ring of Honor right now as we used to be when it began, because like nothing happens. Like, there's a lot of amazing talent, you know, on that roster, but like nothing of importance happens. Every time they get a pay-per-view, they knock it out of the park, and it's an amazing show. And like, there's a lot of, you know, matches of the year of mine that are from, you know, Ring of Honor, you know, stuff. But like, that's not. It's definitely missing something. And like, I remember that there was a Ring of Honor pay-per-view after Blood and Guts. Because like they mentioned Pac and Claudio, and I'm like, oh yeah, there's a pay-per-view this week. But now, like, when I look at the card, I'm like, this is gonna be a kick-ass pay-per-view. But like, I'm not, you know, it's not, you know, the excitement isn't there in advance. And like, also you have Dynamite on Wednesday, on Thursday you have Ring of Honor, on Friday you have freaking Rampage, and then you have the Ring of Honor pay-per-view, and then on Saturday you have Collision. Like, can I interest you in, you know, some time off away from wrestling? And like, aside of that, you have like a bunch of, you know, other stuff. I'm talking strictly Tony Khan territory here. Like, you have a lot of other stuff as well to watch, and I'm like, I'm so tired. Like, again, it's gonna be a really nice pay per view. What's the So you want to do the rest of the zero hour?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So you have sorry, 1 second. There we go.
Legit Layla Hirsch and Trish Adora.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with Layla Hirsch here. She just came back. I'm terribly sorry for them to be doing this Trish two nights in a row, because she lost last night as well. Did she? Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an amazing match as long as they give it time.
Yeah. And that I'm kind of curious to see how long they give it, but Layla's going to get this victory as well. So we got the Honor Rules match, Josh Woods taking on Tracy Williams. Josh Woods got this.
Yeah.
And I like Tracy Williams, but Josh Woods has this one
Josh
in the bag.
Woods, my man.
And you got Darius Martin in action, Andretti picking on the workhorsemen of Anthony Henry and JD Drake.
Well, that's an easy one.
Yeah,
that's an easy one. Your boy in action, Andretti.
Yes,
I am excited to see action Andretti back on my TV. By the way,
yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I like it. So we,
because like they gave him a win against Chris Jericho, and then he disappeared. Like, I'm not.
Like, yeah. No, you're right. I mean, it's like he got that, and then he got a couple of, like, matches here and there, and then he disappeared for a while. So Grandma's Story, please. We got a super chat from our good friend Chris Mueller, and there we go.
So it that's a really frustrating story, but like it's I can laugh about it now. Like, it was right after I graduated from university. We have this, you know, we have this prom. It's like a ball after you graduate from, you know, from university. And like, this was, I remember this instinctively because this was the first time I went to have my makeup done professionally by an actual makeup artist. And she was a friend. She's a friend of mine. And she was like, I almost don't want you to give me money because like, you look so good. Because like, I've never put on makeup before that ever. And then I put on my little black dress. And then I went home. My grandmother was here. And when my mom saw me, she like cried a bit because like, it's me. And like, she has me. And she's like, you're so pretty. And I'm like, thank you, mom. And like, I felt like a princess and everything. And I'm like, oh, yay. And I go home, you know, to like to say goodbye to dad and everything. And my grandma saw me and she was like, we have pretty makeup on, but like that dress is so short that it shows your fat legs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. My goodness.
And I was like, wow. I'm gonna go now.
Grandma doesn't have a filter.
It was so deflating. Like, I did not have fun.
No.
At all.
Oh, man, Grandma's filter just.
Nope. Mm. I've heard stories about these nice grandmothers who, like, have you eaten? Here, yeah. Eat some more. Like, my grandma, like, don't you think you had enough? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, goodness. Okay.
I'll tell you her name, by the way. I'm named after her. So.
Hey. So we move on to, and we'll get to Ryan's here shortly, but we move on to the main card. Commander taking on Gravity. This match. Who you got?
Well, Gravity always wins, but not here. I got Commander.
Yeah, that's who I got as well. We got the trios match between the Dark Order with Evil Uno, Alex Reynolds, and John Silver taking on Vincent, or excuse me, the Righteous with Vincent Dutch and Stu Grayson.
This match has a lot of history behind it. And it has to do with Dynamite as well, because mm-hmm. Dark Order have been kind of mixed with Hangman. You know, they lost to the Elite. And I think that they have to win here in order to gain back their credibility, like whatsoever, because like they have none right now, like at all, none.
Yeah.
So maybe Stu Grayson. Do you think Stu Grayson flips off Vincent and Dutch and just goes back to Dark Order? Do you think this happens here?
Yep.
Yes.
I do.
Do you think Evil Uno uses a chair for other than sitting on it? Because like he's like been getting a chair and sitting, you know, at the top of the ramp to watch their matches a lot, and then he takes his chair and leaves.
Yeah, he'll be in the match.
It's pissing me off. So either hit someone with the chair or piss off Uno. Okay, you're bugging me.
Dark Order is going to get the win here. Stu Grayson is going to return to the Dark Order. What I kind of want to see, though, and I don't know how it'll work this show, so I don't think it will, but I kind of actually think the Righteous should join the Dark Order too. Eventually.
Yeah.
And I see Soupy Senna say,
we will get to them.
Yep.
Like, fright not.
Yeah, and he sent us a very nice one, too. Thank you, Soupy. We move on to the Ring of Honor Trios World Six-Man Championship. Master Wato, Taguchi, and Leon Ruffin. Versus Mobile Embassy.
Oh my god, you did spell it that, Ruffin.
Yeah.
Were you hungry?
Yes.
At the time, yeah.
I'm always hungry.
Okay, like poor guys, like the Mobile Embassy are gonna wipe the floor with them. Seriously. Why are they doing them so dirty? Like, do you have any idea what like what Cage will do to Leon Ruff? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, no, well, just he could throw him, like they're yeah, in New Jersey, so he could throw him into like the turnpike from where they're at, but
I do not get that reference, but like
yeah, it's
far, okay? Okay, yep. Like yeah, okay, it's
not
far,
too but far,
like
but the, it's far enough.
The thing is that the dude, like Brian Cage, does, you know, bicep curls with really, really heavy people. Imagine what he can do to Leon Ruff. Like, do you remember Keith Lee throwing Adam Cole into the audience in NXT? Do you remember that? Like, this gif will live on forever. Like, those sorts of, you know, power against humanity. That's what we're going to get here. And this is the only reason why this match is interesting to me, because I want to see what happens. I'm sorry, I'm that person.
But yeah, I got Mobile Embassy winning.
Yeah, sure.
Bring them on.
My favorite match of the night is after that. I'm sorry to cut you off. The Lucha Brothers versus the Kingdom versus Best Friends versus All the Open. Tell me a humper without, you know, saying that it's going to be a humper. Oh my God, this match.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this. First of all, Lucha Brothers have to drop those titles because they have not been on television whatsoever. Like, I have so many questions about that. Naturally, it did make sense when, you know, there were to be crowned new Ring of Honor Tag Team Championships because of the Briscoes. It made sense for them to be the Lucha Brothers. Like, it made sense because they were, like, really, really close to them. And that's what, I suppose, that they said, this is what we wanted. We want those championships to represent. And that's fine. They haven't been on Ring of Honor almost at all. So that's kind of iffy. You know damn well that I'm going to go with the Kingdom here.
Yeah.
You know damn
well. Oh, yeah. I knew that one.
Yeah. I'm kind of torn between the Kingdom and Aussie Open, if I have to be honest. But the Kingdom are the rightful owners of those championships.
Yeah.
Like forever.
Yeah. If I was putting money on this, I would put the Kingdom. But I actually want the Best Friends to win.
This has nothing. I want the Best Friends. The Best Friends.
Yeah, I want the Best Friends too. Yeah.
I want Best Friends to win the AEW Tag Team Championship.
Well, I do too, but I would rather, I mean,
not the Ring of Honor, because like they're not. No, like they deserve the AEW championships, not those.
I don't know if they does it. Well,
they do. I mean, like match in the parking lot that they had with Proud and Powerful. For that alone, I still remember that match. It was such a good match.
That is true.
Yeah, but the Kingdom, again, this isn't me saying that Best Friends don't deserve championship gold. Of course they do.
I prefer them. Yes, I would prefer them to have the titles in AEW. I would. That said, I
mind you, the Best Friends have still not have held those championships, but Gun Club have, and Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy have. Like, that's pissing me off.
So
Proud and Powerful too, by the way.
Yeah. They've held them?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, huh? Yeah, okay.
No, they haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Best Friends. I think Kingdom, like he down, I think the Kingdom wins, but I want Best Friends, so I'm predicting Best Friends. So, there we go. Shibata taking on Daniel Garcia for the Ring of Honor Pure Championship. Shibata is defending his title.
Yeah. I think Daniel Garcia wins here.
I do too. Soupy, you know what to do.
I'm sorry, I was really good.
No, that's fine. I can't.
I look
can't
just
do
it. Like him. Come on.
I can't do it. No. What, me do that? No, I can't do that. I tried. See, it's not good. No.
I think you do a lot better job than I did. I'm a dancer.
Yeah, I'm not.
Daniel Garcia, stay with me on this one. Daniel Garcia wins here.
Mm-hmm.
And he joins Don Callis. Yeah, he flips off Chris Jericho and goes and joins Don Callis.
Well, don't you think they'd wait for that on Dynamite?
I'm not saying, well, not now. I'm not saying that this will happen now.
Gotcha.
I'm saying that, you know, Don Callis is talking with Jericho, and, you know, Daniel Garcia and Sammy Guevara are both, you know, giving him the stink face because, like, what are you doing, dude, and everything. And why don't both, and Chris Jericho is alone for a while?
Yeah, he froze for a second, but...
I'm sorry, it's just it's everything. It's my grandma, okay?
I could see that, but my thing would be is I'd rather him be with
I'd rather him be with BCC. Yeah, of course. But this is one of the things that I don't see them giving us because we want it.
Yeah.
Like I'm all here for, you know, give the people what you want. But it's fine if he doesn't. Eventually he will. But give it time.
Well, we'll stop right here first and go to a grandma story from Ryan Sylvan. Grandma story now. So we have a couple more matches for the predictions, but I don't want to get too far behind because we got two more after that.
I get it. So this is a fresh one, actually. It was right from this Sunday. I was working. And then she phoned me and she was like, Maggie, is it okay? Like after, you know, after she asked for a sausage, okay? After she asked for the sausage.
I'm so perfect. I'm going to hell for a lot of things. But
she was like, will it be okay if you buy me some ice cream? And I'm like, is this, am I taking care of a child? Like, what is this? And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll buy you ice cream, grandma. Bye. And I was about to, you know, to put the phone down, and she was like, wait, I want it to be on a stick, chocolate, but not smooth. I want it to be some nuts in it. And I'm like, okay, grandma, I will buy you a chocolate ice cream on a stick with nuts in it. Is that all? Yes, thank you. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I clicked the phone. I went and bought, you know, the sausage and and the ice cream, and I went back home. And mind you, this is at the exact same time where the Wimbledon finals are playing. So I hurry my ass back home because I want to watch the match. And it's 1,000 degrees outside, and I fly into my apartment barely breathing. I put the stuff in the fridge and I sit down on a couch. I'm just so spent. This is after an 8-hour workday. And she was like, what are you making me for dinner? Like, excuse me? Like, what? I beg your pardon?
And grandma got drop kicked.
And I was like, I'm hungry. And I'm like, well, and she was not kidding. And she did not sense the room, like, whatsoever. Mm. I made her food because I'm a weak ass.
All right,
so granddaughter. That's fine. I hope this. I hope this satisfied your needs, Ryan. I love you.
All right, so we move on to the Ring of Honor TV Championship. You got Dalton Castle challenging Mr. Samoa Joe for the Ring of Honor Tag Team, or excuse me, Ring of Honor TV Championship.
Poor Dalton Castle. I don't see Samoa Joe losing this year. I love Dalton Castle so much. I just want to see him do a 15-minute entrance at Wembley because, like, I want that. It's Queen. Like, I want to see that.
Yeah, it'd be good. That'd be good times. I would. That'd be awesome for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Samoa Joe doesn't lose here. And he's not going to lose this one either. We go to Ring of Honor Women's Championship. Athena defending her title against Mrs. Willow Nightingale. Mrs. Willow Nightingale. You can check out her interview that she just had with Sean Ross Sapp. So check that out. It's really good. Who you got winning this, Maggie?
This is a really, really hard one for me. After, like, Athena had a meltdown last night. Yeah, so it kind of makes me feel like Willow is the one to get under her skin a lot. I love the fact that Willow won the Owen. Poor Ruby, like, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. I get it, but, like, it's Willow. And she's been given a lot of opportunities lately, and we all love her for that. And, like, it's been a long time coming. I'm gonna actually pick Willow to dethrone Athena here. But, like, my main problem is, what do you do with Athena after that? She can go on a rampage at Dynamite. I'm sorry for the weird phrasing here.
You pulled a Ryan.
Yeah, I pulled a Ryan. Oh, Ryan.
There's gonna be a rampage. She's gonna have a collision at Dynamite.
Yeah, she's gonna have a collision because she's gonna rampage all over Dynamite.
She's gonna go all in. Okay. Or she's gonna go all out.
Stop it. Are you proud of us, Ryan? Jesus, yeah. Who made that happen? But it's one of those matches I'm really looking forward to. It truly is.
I think this one's a tough one. I think Athena's going to get this victory. As much as I want Willow to win, I think there's something behind this. However, this one is a 50-50 with me. It's a coin toss. I just think they're going to go with Athena. I think Athena captures this title. She's undefeated in Ring of Honor. So I had to think about that for a second. I'm like, where's she at? Yeah, Ring of Honor.
No. I was, like, really bluntly putting lipstick behind my microphone.
So yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. So I have Athena winning this.
I wouldn't be mad if Athena won here.
So we go to the Ring of Honor World Championship. Claudio Castagnoli defending his title against Pac. Who you got, Maggie?
Let me just firstly respond to Corey in the chat because he made a really fun joke.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, like, gotcha.
If Grandma Maggie were there, it would have been a grand page. I'm like, Corey, we love you so much.
That's awesome.
I adore you. I adore you for that. Okay, Claudio versus Pac. I didn't have time to flip out because of the fact that I'm getting this match because we just had it announced. So I don't have time to lose my mind over it. I have no idea who wins here. I would be happy if either of these people win. They are so one of my favorites. I want Pac in AEW a lot. But obviously, being a Ring of Honor champion doesn't mean that you don't get to be on Dynamite, as we saw during the entirety of Claudio's reign. But I do think that at some point, Eddie Kingston needs to be the one to dethrone Claudio. A part of me thinks that, seriously. And it's going to be such a killer match, but I have to go with Claudio. I really hate to, you know, to go against Pac, but, like, both these people are Europeans and they're so favorite of mine. I have no idea. I'm just gonna have an aneurysm like thinking about who wins here. But I'm gonna go with Claudio here.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No, don't need to be sorry, because I stick with Claudio, because I think you're right. I think Eddie Kingston needs to be the one that takes that title from him. It'll make that title look more important in a way. I think it'll bring more eyes to the title as well. Or more, I guess, relevance. It'd be more relevant to fans. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because you have Pac, who's just been gone for a while, and it's just, let Claudio take it, let him hold on to it for a while. And I get it, you brought Pac back in, but he can, in my opinion, he can take this loss.
We are gonna get Pac versus Dean Ambrose. We are gonna get Moxley versus Pac, and that's gonna be so great.
Yeah. Yep.
And against Wheeler Yuta also. Oh.
Faux show.
Brian Danielson. As long as he's fine, like, and healthy. He did have surgery, so fingers mm-hmm. crossed that he gets speedy recovery.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
So yeah, that's that's Ring of Honor's Death by Death.
Mm-hmm. Death Before Dishonor. If you Thank listen you. To quality hardcore music, you know Death Before Dishonor. So
yes. Yep. Impact Slammiversary was last week. Maggie put on a pretty good show. What else is new?
Do you want me to tell a grandma story before that?
Yeah, because we have one. Tell your best one, because Soupy sent a really generous one for us. So
okay,
the best one
I will tell you the best one, which is the reason why I didn't put on eyeliner. So yesterday, it's still funny to me because it's a brand new story. So yesterday, I came to the kitchen to make some spaghetti, and like from 12 to 9 p.m., the entirety of the living room belongs to my grandmother, because she watches television and soap operas and everything. And I never do that. I hate watching TV, news and everything, and like shows. I hate that. And like, she always does that. And like, I think I lost IQ, you know, because I watched some Bulgarian national commercials. So that's like, I'm a bit stupider now because of that. Like, right out of nowhere, I'm making spaghetti. And, like, she, out of nowhere, asked me a question about everything that's happening between Ukraine and Russia. And I'm like,
oh, okay.
this will end well. Because, like, there's no secret that my grandmother supports the Communist Party. Like, she's that person. And naturally, she's on Russia's side. So I just do not want to, you know, I just don't answer her at all, because, like, I don't want us to argue. I don't want us to shout at each other, like, at all. And I'm like, because, like, she starts talking about everything that's going on, and how come this is happening, and how come this is happening, where were you when this was happening? And I'm like, I just want spaghetti. I just want to make my spaghetti. And then she was like, you're one of these people that says that communism was a bad thing, right? Did you think the communism was a bad thing? And then she starts going on a rant, and I just, like, because, like, I was chopping up tomatoes, and like, I just looked up because I could sense that the room got like 50 degrees hotter because of her face. Like, she became red. She became totally vermilion red. And she was like, you think you don't want, like, people, your friends tell you that you shouldn't support communism? During the communism, we had everything given to us. Everyone had a job. Do you like democracy now, Maggie? Do you like democracy? And she starts flipping me off. Do you like democracy now? Do you like democracy? Okay, because, like, I'm that person, I'm like, She okay. First of all, she looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin right now because she's flipping me off. And then second of all, you watch BTU, right?
Yeah.
Nick Jackson, read it and mother effing weep. That's the thing I immediately thought, and I lost my shit. I started laughing my ass off, and she was like, "Why are you crying? Why are you crying?"
Wow.
Just want my spaghetti. Please. Like, what are you doing? She was like, do you like Democracy Now?
Yeah. No, that's good stuff. I think it's hilarious.
I'm going to remember these 10 days for the rest of my life. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, and you have a week left, so.
I have a whole week left.
Or no, Wednesday, you said, right? Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, there you go. All right. So, we have one more after this one. So, let's go to Impact Slammiversary. So, if you want more, you send in Super Chats if you want to hear more. So, Impact Slammiversary. We had the return of Jake something. Maggie, what do you think about that?
I think of Drew Nicholas, our friend, Drew Nicholas. That's, like, immediately,
that's what I thought of too.
Right out of the gate, I'm like, oh, yes, Drew. I'm not excited about that. I missed Jake something on Impact. He did a lot of indies. But like, I suppose like I think that he was going to be back the entire time. I feel like Impact his home. He didn't get to shine as much as I would hope to in that Ultimate X match. But I suppose we're going to see where it all leads to. He can be the one to actually, he has, history with Cody Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that, you know, from within, you know, the design erupts from within, because like it's a matter of time for Allen Angels to split. So like, yeah, I was really happy about that. What I was over the moon about was both our new tag team champions. I know you are as well. Masha Slamovich and Killer Kelly. I cannot wait to see what these two bring to the women, the Knockouts championships. They're going to retire with those belts. Like, I see no one dethroning these two ever.
There'll be somebody.
I know. Eventually, but like, come on. That's gonna be such an amazing reign. I hope they do like normal tag team matches. Not because like I can see hardcore matches as well, because like both Killer Kelly and Masha. Eventually I do see them losing those championships in the three-way, four-way, or like whatever, with them not getting the pin.
Yeah.
So in order to be protected. The other team was Subcultural.
Yeah.
They finally won. I'm so thankful for that. Mark Andrews and / Morgan Webster. Like if you need to have one team that deserve gold, that's Subculture. The match was great. The match last night on Impact against Bullet Club was great. It's like we had, you know, interference with from the Rascals, but like it didn't mean that the match was wasn't good. But Subculture get their flowers. I'm happy about that. And did they get cheered? Because I watch these things with no volume, and I have no idea if they got cheered or not, because I kind of see the Impact universe viewing them as the outsiders, you know, the ones who got here from WWE. Maybe
I don't really recall, so it, I don't think it was really that like big of a reaction for him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody else.
Pity.
Well, I mean, that's just my. We know how my memory is, so that's also we got to take that into account. But I think part of it has to also be in play is how popular the Bullet Club is and how popular, how popular Chris and Ace are in Impact. So, I mean, I remember watching the match and I remember enjoying the match. I thought it was, that was the thing. I knew that match was going to be absolute fire when they announced it. I just don't remember really afterward the crowd reaction to it. So if somebody remembers, like in chat, because I honestly don't, and usually I can remember that kind of stuff depending on the reaction. So
it was a really deserved win, as was Naomi winning the Knockouts Championship against Deonna Purrazzo. She actually tapped out Deonna. Like, you know when commentary is good at their job and they point out things that you should be paying attention to? Commentary said that Deonna had never tapped out, ever. Mm. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, yeah, well, that means that Deonna's going to tap out. And this is right up against, you know, when Moxley was in a match with BCC. Commentary said that BCC has never lost a match that John Moxley was a part of. And I'm like, yeah, okay, so they're losing now. And they did.
Yeah.
So that's you need to pay attention to commentary. Like, I didn't have commentary for some of the matches during Impact because of my grandmother and everything, but I did have commentary on this one. but a deserving win. I hope that Naomi elevates the women in Impact even more, because Impact's Knockouts division is probably one of the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, on the other side, you have AEW that do nothing with their women's division, and we're going to talk about that, like, in length. Yeah. But hopefully she does a lot. I hope that, you know, when we get Multiverse United and, like, Worlds Collide and, like, whatever they call it, like, she's going to go against
Julia,
New Japan talent, you know, from Stardom.
Yeah.
I would love that. And that's a great opportunity. Maybe she will go against Mercedes Moné at some point. But, like, that's about to be determined.
Yeah.
Are you as excited as I am about Naomi? Because, like, she can do a lot.
I think she's great. I think I believe she brings the Knockouts division was always.
Does she one bring of their, balance
to the force? She brings more than balance to the force. She's an excellent wrestler. We've known that forever. When she was in WWE, how the crowd just
incredibly athletic.
Yeah, and the crowd just athletic. The crowd loved her.
The crowd adores her.
They brought that energy to her, and
yeah,
so they loved her, and she brings that energy to Impact's Knockout division. She's really good for it. I was really honestly surprised that AEW did not go after her.
Yeah,
and they might have, but maybe this was just what she wanted to do because she wanted to wrestle. Maybe she knew that.
Such a burn.
Well, I mean, where's the lie?
No, where's the lie? I know, yeah, I know it's like that. I know. I always enjoy when couples do each other's moves. She did in this match, like she mirrored, you know, offense maneuvers from her, from Jimmy. And I was like, oh, there you go. Like, that's so sweet. And, you know, the maneuvers right before the Samoan drop. Because, like, the moment she did a Samoan drop, I was like, oh, wait, that was Jimmy Uso. Oh, okay. I popped for this. I, like, it's so great. It just shows mutual respect. And that's you know, new.
Yeah. No, it was good.
I know.
So
I know.
I'm definitely glad. That was the thing, like I said last week on when we did our predictions. I was going to be happy either way who won.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Deonna Purrazzo fan. So I don't think you could go wrong with either one. So I think she'll bring... I'm excited to see what she does with this title. I really am.
Yeah. Eric Young being back in Impact. Let me give you a granny story for free. Like, we were watching Slammiversary, and like she was eating sunflower seeds in my living room while she was making a mess on my carpet, and I was trying not to look at her because I was fucking pissed off.
I was like, I could tell already.
I was like fuming, and then Eric Young comes out, and she was like, she was looking at Eric Young, and I'm like, oh my god, what is it? What is it? What is it now? What? And she was like, this man's nipples are the same color as his skin.
Jesus. Wow. Grandma's,
I mean, she's not lying.
No,
they are.
Grandma's into the nipples, so there we go.
This is the same thing that I've thought throughout the duration of Eric Young's career that I'm familiar with. But like, she throws it out there so casually. Hey, guy, your nipples are the same color as the rest of your skin. Why? Yeah, well, so Eric Young being back in Impact, he's home for me. And he did request his release from WWE when it was imminent that Vince McMahon was going to be back at Creative. He said it was personal and moral, you know, reasons why he didn't want to be a part of that. And you know what? I don't blame him, and I can respect that. And I respect him for granting him his release, because like, he didn't want to be there. So kudos on both ends. You know, if you do not want to be working somewhere, you shouldn't. And people have to let you go whatever you want to go. So he's 90 days were up, you know, shortly before Slammiversary. So I'm glad that this happened. He's home. I just want to, you know, okay, for Team Canada, that's fine, but like, bring back his old theme music. I haven't heard that theme music in a long, long ass time, and I want it back. Like, I miss it. It's like a drug. Please. Yes. Shida won the Ultimate X. I did say when we were doing our predictions, I did say, and I didn't mention that Kushida is, the wild card here. I didn't think that he was going to win. Like, we all had Jonathan Gresham. And he was like, and he's teasing that he's going away. Maybe he is, maybe he's not. Yeah. But Kushida winning, I'm glad that this happened, because it's Kushida, and we're going to get Kushida versus Lio Rush, because Lio Rush was also the one who beat Chris Sabin in a really iffy manner, if I say so myself. So I have a question.
Yeah.
When is Bully Ray going to stop butting his stupid face in all of the main storylines and Impact?
Whenever he...
Because, yeah, so actually beats Nick Aldis, okay? Nick Aldis is probably done with Impact, maybe or not, kind of. Like, probably done with Impact, pretty much. So Shelly beats Nick Aldis, and I'm like, okay, get in there. Yeah, fine. Like, Nick kills Shelly. Like, that's fine. Then Josh Alexander comes back, and I immediately start screaming, because it's Josh Alexander, and I miss him so much. I'm so glad that he's back. And he just gets on the mic and says, I'm back, and just drops the mic. And I'm like, that's so perfect. this was a perfect way to end the show. I loved it. And then on Impact last night, like, Bully Ray comes out and starts butting his stupid face in like his stupid heat face in it. And like, why? Like, so we can have a six-man tag? Like, okay. You know, on next week's show, like, that's fine. Like, I'm cool with it, but like, it's
why?
Why? Like, yeah. I'm not. Why? I love Impact. I don't want to. I don't want to rant about Impact. I love Impact. I want us to talk nothing but positive stuff about Impact. And you know, and all like Impact for that good of a show has a lot of goofiness. A lot of goofiness. Like you have. You have a dungeon there, okay? You have a dungeon there.
Yeah, it's just... I'm tired of the guy. Like, I just don't care about him. It's change the channel, like, heat with me, as I call it. Change the channel. Like, I just don't care. Like, I just, like, I don't have a desire, like, to watch him. That's just my opinion. Like some people might love them.
It's not even change the channel energy with me. It's just I stop watching. Like I immediately, you know, my attention goes somewhere else. That's it, yeah. And that's not good because all the people who are in the storyline are amazing people. You know, it's
yeah. The one thing too that I wanted to say about the last night with Jonathan Gresham. Like there's like I know some people are taking it different ways. Like maybe we might see him tonight at Ring of Honor. You know, maybe he comes out to challenge Claudio if Claudio wins. That's a possibility because of the timing. It was interesting. The other thing too is maybe he meant world title picture, like in Impact. Maybe that's what he meant. So
he didn't mention pure rules.
Oh, he
mentioned pure rules. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't catch that. So yeah, he's gone. he's gone. That's it. Sorry. I didn't catch that. So yeah, he's gone. So yeah, I think we'll see him tonight. I'm not saying that we will. That's my guess. I think if I had to guess, I think that's what's going on. Which is good for Ring of Honor because they need something and they gotta improve that show, in my opinion.
Oh yeah. They like a lot, and like it's not about the talent. They have all the talent in the world. It's not about the talent. Just make storylines, make it you know, not missable, because like you have amazing in-ring stuff,
yeah,
but like there's zero stories apart from Athena.
It's like we've said, it's AEW dark to me. And I mean, some people love it. Some people absolutely love it. And I'm glad they do. I'm really glad they do like the show. And I want to like it. It's just not for me right now. This pay-per-view is because there's good matches. But, oh well. So, let's do our first... Should we go into our first...
No. Oh. What, like, we're doing the Cooper effect throughout the entire show, Rob. Like, grandmother is the Cooper effect.
Okay, well, gotcha.
Okay. My grandmother is the Cooper effect. Okay, yeah, like, but... everyone should know that. My grandmother is a ray of communist sunshine.
Yeah, so first, the Cooper effect was, do something nice. Okay, we're gonna, the communist party, yeah, okay.
Are you enjoying democracy, Rob?
Yeah.
Are you enjoying democracy?
I can see that email, that DM later. Hey, were you and Maggie talking about the Communist Party? Yeah. No, Maggie was, though.
Oh, I am.
Like, I'll throw you under the bus for that one. No, I'm kidding.
It was me. Yeah. It is me. It is.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding. So, well, let's just go ahead and talk about Raw. WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match, Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville. Win the new tag team titles, are the new tag team champions, rather. They beat Liv Morgan and Raquel. What do you think of this?
First of all, I'm sad that Liv and Raquel lost the championships because I thought that they it worked. Like, that pairing, for me, did it. It's not their fault that they don't give a crap about the women's tag team championships at all. It's not on them. They're both amazing and pretty capable of carrying a tag team division if they're given the opportunity to. They weren't. I hope that at this point, if Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville do nothing with those championships, I think it's time to freaking retire those. Also, since Shayna and Ronda, united both main roster and NXT championships, they only have one set of belts. Maybe make new ones. Like, don't carry just one of them. Which one? Are those the main roster championships? They're not the NXT ones, right?
Yeah, the NXT ones are. They merged.
Yeah, they're gone. Like they're gone. They evaporated, right? Like that's great. Way to go! Like telling us that NXT does not matter whatsoever. Yeah. So this is weird for me. Like not having new championships designed because like. You made so many new championships, you probably would get those for free, okay? So, like, you could have done that so, just so you can make us believe that you yourself give a crap about that division. So, them not doing that is kind of stupid for me because they really should have. And leaving just one pair of the belts behind is just insulting. So Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville are so over with me personally. The sad thing is I have read nothing about that pairing on Twitter. I hope that this is because my timeline is weird and not because people aren't talking about them.
Your timeline's weird.
Yeah, okay, my timeline's weird. Thank you. Also I just ever since grandma's been here, I don't use that because like I want to keep my sanity intact. So I'm sure that the moment she's out of the apartment when my parents come and pick her up this Wednesday, I'm just gonna, disinfect my surroundings and just start watching Twin Peaks all over again because I need to exfoliate my intestines, okay? She leaves diapers everywhere, do you guys know? Like my OCD for clean and tidy, clean and tidy place is off the roof. And when I have to live with someone who leaves their diapers everywhere and refuses to take showers, and I will tell you why if you send more super chats.
We do because have one more super chat to.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I will tell you why she doesn't take showers. Okay. So, that kind of sucks for me. I hope that Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville, I hope they're, the higher ups trust them enough to give them the ball and let them run with it because they can do magic. Like everything that people are saying about Chelsea Green on the red carpet at the Cody premiere, like all of them praised Chelsea Green immensely, including Sean. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just give her the world.
Yes.
Like that is so, because like she is the ultimate, you can, for someone, because she's good in the ring. She gets the job done. Yeah. But like she's not, Diana Perrazzo good. She's not Mercedes Moné good. Like she's not that. She's decent. Like she gets the job done and she's amazing. Like not that level of amazing, but because she is not as good as Mercedes or the Mercedes and the Dianas and the rest of them, she more than makes up for it with character work.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, that's why.
Absolutely. And commentary, like I will never not praise Corey Graves for this.
Yeah.
When she immediately got eliminated from the Royal Rumble. And Corey Graves was like, I didn't even have time to, to make fun of her husband.
Yeah.
And that tweet of mine went viral.
I do love the fact that Matt Cardona was at the show to watch her win.
He was
actually in the crowd for it, so that's even cooler. So that's awesome that he got to be there for it, and so very happy for him because that was one of her dreams to be a WWE champion. So the fact that that got to happen for her, when people get to reach their dreams in wrestling, that's just awesome, you know, just unbelievable.
It's too bad that because like she's not a babyface, she's a heel, and this couldn't have been a Cinderella moment for her, and that kind of sucks. But like, I suppose like it's at some point she will, because I kind of feel like she will get over in a babyface kind with that Karen thing that she does. Like, seriously,
I think eventually it'll happen. It will happen.
Sonya Deville will turn on her, and then like Chelsea Green's gonna get the babyface win against Sonya Deville, and like is everything okay in your room?
You know those fucking landscapers that dropped the F-bomb. Sorry.
I know. I was first. I did it first, like a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, they're doing the landscaping stuff right outside my door. Of course, they were like, wait, he goes on the air at 2:00, so we'll just we'll wait until 3 central, and then we'll start right outside his place. So
right up there.
So yeah, that's all.
Rob, they changed Bronson Reed's name to Big Bronson Reed. Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to Corey the other day, and he changed his name on Twitter to Big Corey Michaels, and I popped so much. Bronson Reed, you know, the one who beat Okada? He's Big Bronson Reed now. Okay, so the thing with Shinsuke Nakamura and him. So Ciampa, Tommaso Ciampa gets involved in the match to beat up Bronson Reed, and I had one good reason why I want us to talk about this on Raw, because those are the only two things I want us to talk about Raw, because like it did not have anything whatsoever worthy to talk about. Ciampa is really pissed at Bronson Reed because Bronson Reed cost him the match between him and Miz. And also, yes, I get it, Ciampa. Miz beating you, you should be ashamed, okay? So Shinsuke Nakamura going all psycho on Ciampa afterwards was he's completely right, okay? Because like at some point, Bearcat Bronson Reed, thank you, Scott, thank you. You made Rob pop so hard that he displayed your thank you, Scott, for that. If that happens, I will be really pissed at you. So, Nakamura finally standing up for himself and saying, I hate that people keep butting their nose into my business. And this is finally something that we've wanted from Shinsuke this entire time, because if I hear, who let the guy serve? If I hear that one more time, I'm going to have a heart attack, okay? Let's stop it. So finally, Shinsuke Nakamura shuts all of your mouths. So I'm happy that this actually happened. Kudos to Shinsuke Nakamura. And if we get to see Shinsuke Nakamura against Tommaso Ciampa, hopefully at SummerSlam, yes, please.
That'd be cool. I just have a feeling that they're not going to give us that match at SummerSlam.
Yeah, they're probably going to do Bronson Reed against Ciampa, but like both of these people need to win. Hell, Shinsuke Nakamura needs to win also. So like, also, when is Ciampa joining the way? Okay?
Well, I don't even, I don't know. You can tell Vince is back with the way they're doing all kinds of
weird
crap.
You can definitely tell that Vince is back. You can definitely tell Vince is back because of, one particular thing that happened during NXT. But that's
well, you can tell by the rematches that we're getting on Raw.
Yeah, a lot of rematches. Like, I know that most of them are making sense, but like a lot of them aren't. So yeah, So NXT, one extremely happy positive and one big ass negative, right? Like, let's start with a positive. Tony D'Angelo is back from prison. Rob?
Yeah, go ahead. No, I'm listening.
Yeah, okay. But like, don't you want to be as enthusiastic as I am? Because Tony D's back. Yay. So Tony D'Angelo's back and they have that whole party in the ring. So Gallus comes out. I swear, I laughed so hard at this. So Gallus comes out and then they, you know, pull over some sticks, probably from their asses. But like, they pull out some sticks. And like, the entire D'Angelo family, this is right out of a comedy movie, okay? Like, Gallus pulls out the sticks and then they're like, they look at each other and they're just like crowbars from their jackets. Where did the lady get that crowbar from, by the way? I really want to know, because like, her jacket wasn't that big. I want an answer to that question. So like, they're looking at each other like with the crowbars and everything, and I'm like, this is so great. And like, all of them went outside the ring and like, only two against two started beating each other up with the crowbars and with the sticks and everything. This was such a wholesome segment, because I'm so glad that Tony D'Angelo's back. I really am. I love Tony. I'm so glad that we got this, because then at the main event, we got something so incredibly frustrating that I laughed my ass off, and then I started cursing a lot. This is where my grandmother told me to quit it because God is listening. So,
yeah. Oh God.
So, Rob.
Well, before we do that, we got two more super chats. So let's go ahead and do one right now.
Do you want to display the super chats or?
Oh, that'd probably help, wouldn't it?
Because maybe the people want to see their names and everything.
Yeah, here you go. Well, this one's not going to happen, but Soupy knows that. But it's still a super chat. Just do the Adam Cole dance. Then, yeah, Soupy chat, sorry. Just do the Adam Cole dance, then Rob. Okay, so that's a super chat, Maggie. There you go.
Yeah, and you're not doing the dance then?
I'm not doing no damn dance, no.
Damn it. Okay, so this is a shout out to my sister, because... Damn you, sister. I hate you for that. So this was way back when, way back when my parents used to live here in this very apartment. So I was working, I was still working at the old place, like the bar, but like the previously. So this is like probably a Sunday. I wake up and my sister was visiting from Sofia, like from the, she came back to visit. And I woke up and there was no one home. So apparently they went out to drink a cup of coffee. And apparently they got grandma with them as well. Thank you. Thank you. You pacha. So.
I don't know.
I'm not going to translate that.
Yeah. I have a feeling. Like,
So I'm just, you know, still drunk because I just woke up and I'm still drunk. And I don't remember what I was watching at the time. So I put on, you know, the TV series and start eating. So I hear that my sister is coming into the apartment with my grandmother. And I'm like, yeah, well, I know what happens anyway. So what my sister does, she took a chair and she put the chair right next to my bed. And says, hey, grandmother, sit on the chair and tell Maggie what she told me.
Oh, God. So, I don't know where this is going.
So my grandmother sat on the chair and my sister, that bitch, like she leaned on the door frame on her head and she was like, she was laughing and she was smiling. And I'm like, okay, what's happening here? Okay, so my grandmother says, so. Yes.
Okay, you got to translate what that is.
There is no translation, believe me. Hi, sis. it's sister stuff, okay? Like, let us have this. So my grandmother starts talking, and I already regret this. So she's like, "So Maggie, you know, I'm watching television right before I go to sleep. And then I fall asleep, and then I wake up in the middle of the night, and the TV's still on." And I was like, "Oh, no. No, 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 no." So it was way after midnight when she woke up. See?
Okay.
And then, yeah, and she was watching, like, a program, which after midnight, it showed BG shop content where they try to sell you some stuff that, you know, about sexy time, you know?
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, no, 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 no." And she was like, "And then some black stuff that you put in your butt." And I'm like, "Oh, no." And I'm like, "Oh, no, Grandma, please stop." And like, my sister is smiling. And I hope that she, you know, let go away, please. And then my grandma's like, "And do you believe they make anal sexism?" Stop it. No, please, Grandma, please, like, let's stop talking about this. And then she said the final line. "Back in the day, during Sodom and Gomorrah." Okay, I'm out. So I got up from the bed and just get out of the room. Like, back in the day, during Sodom and Gomorrah.
Back when sex toys were sex toys.
Like, I'm out. Screw you guys. I'm going. No. That's enough. That I like. That's one of the most painful things I had to hear. I'm so pissed off at my sister for doing this to me.
You remember my story last year. Like, I know.
That's why I told you that I related.
I don't think I shared that story. So I'll do it now. But so last year when I was living in Georgia, like, I was cleaning up my grandpa's office, and I'm like, "Hey, this is my dad's old briefcase. I wonder what's in here." Open it up. Oh, my God. Grandpa has sex toys. Run away. And I did I send you a picture, or did I only send it to my brother and sister?
You only sent it to my you didn't send me one.
Okay, I sent it to my brother and sister because I said if I had to see it, you guys have to see it. So it was one of those kind of horrible things. So yeah, and that briefcase got thrown away.
Yeah,
that it might have been my dad, but it's gone.
So let's talk about Donald.
Yeah, let's move on to wrestling, because people are like, "What in the hell did we walk into?"
Is this so? Rob. Yeah, I remember that. I remember this conversation. Jesus.
Yeah.
Rob.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about this? About Dominic winning?
Dominic Mysterio winning
The North American Championship in NXT.
I'm surprised, but not really. You know, like, I was kind of wondering how the hell they were.
They're gonna pull this off, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, what are you gonna do? Like, how are you gonna send them down there every week? Are you gonna? Because you wouldn't let Solo Sikoa have it, and now you're gonna let Dominic have it. In my opinion, it was weird, but I'm okay with it. I know a lot of people aren't, but I'm just like, yeah. But it makes me think, though, if he can just get better in the ring, if he can just get better in the ring, WWE has a shot to make a monster, and this is going to sound absolutely batshit crazy to some of you, WWE has a shot to make him a monster face eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
They do. They have the opportunity.
Big time eventually.
Yeah. Because how much people love his dad. And if he can, it's going to take a while, but they have a shot, and he has to get better in the ring first, though. But, is a big if.
That's a big ass if. But like, okay, hear me out. I am so torn because, like, you know, I enjoy chaos, right? Like, mm-hmm. I knew that the internet was going to burn, and that's why I kind of liked it. But on the other hand, it is the North American Championship. Okay? Think of the lineage of that championship. Like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the North American Championship? This is the workhorse championship of NXT. And now Dominic has that. It's kind of insulting when you look at it. It's kind of insulting because this is the thing that Sean and Jimmy talked about on Listen Your Boy. Because Dominic Mysterio has about 200 matches behind him. And Nathan Fraser has way less than that. I'm not saying that I'm comparing the two, but like Nathan Fraser has put in the work and he has so fewer matches behind him and he's in that level. While Dominic Mysterio has so many matches in the ring, he has not improved ever since he set foot in that ring whatsoever. I'm not even going to rant about that humongous botch that we got in the middle of the match, because like he almost decapitated Wesley. So it's about if you have that amount of heat, people will want to pay good money to see people beating you up, right?
Yes.
But him not being safe in the ring, because, like, God forbid, like, that is not the first time that this has happened. Him being not that safe in the ring will make me nervous every time that he competes in the ring. They have kept him safe a lot because, like, he's been in tag team champion, in tag team matches a lot. But this was a one-on-one, and it was him or no. Like, either in this match or not. It's also insulting because, first of all, the thing that you said that you mentioned for Solo, that like Solo couldn't have it, but he can, like, okay, like that's fine. But like the thing is that this is yet, I hate the fact that the workhorse title, the North American Championship in NXT, is used to further someone else's storyline, not the title storyline, but someone else's storyline. Because the sole reason why Dominic Mysterio has that championship right now is just so at the end of the day, Finn is the only one in the Judgment Day not holding gold or a briefcase. This is the only reason why Dominic has this. Because at the end of the day, Rhea has a title, Dominic has a title. Damian Priest has the briefcase, and that's it. And Finn doesn't have anything, so they're gonna use this to further this storyline. It's not about the championship; it's about the other storyline on the main roster, not even on NXT. And that's what pissing me off. That's about it. Let's talk about LA Knight for a bit.
Okay. We will. We might as well, because we're doing the SmackDown preview. So
yeah.
Tonight on SmackDown, you have the United States Championship Invitational. Rey Mysterio, Sheamus, Cameron Grimes, and LA Knight. I just love saying
that. LA Knight
has to win this.
Hopefully, you know what pissing me what's the thing that's been pissing me off?
What's that?
Other
than your grandma.
Other than my grandma. People have been saying that LA Knight is old. He doesn't need that. He's old. It's not about this representation and everything and yada yada yada. He's exactly as old as Damian Priest is. They're the same age. Like, if Damian Priest can have a briefcase, LA Knight can have a championship title. That's all I'm about to say. Please, like, I get that a lot of people don't like LA Knight because they don't get him. I understand that. But like the fact that people are asking for this, people who give, you know, the company money, I feel like that's the people you should be listening to.
Yeah. Well, the fact too that
the people they're paying their tickets, and he's the number one merch seller right now in the company. So you gotta pay attention to that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
What were you about to say?
Well, the fact that AEW fans are chanting like his name, like after Dynamite too, TD Garden. Fans were chanting his name. So like they said, LA Knight. Yeah. Like, so, I mean, it's just kind of interesting, you know,
I love that.
He's huge. He's over. Like, so
He's so over.
Yeah. It's just, wow. But yeah, they got to do it. Like, let him take that damn title off Austin Theory, who's not doing a damn thing with it. I know Vince.
But it's not Austin Theory's fault.
No,
they just have nothing for him, like in creative. No,
it's not his fault. It's Old Man River's fault. That's just baffling to me.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go ahead and get the super chat in before I forget. Let's see where to go. A soupy chat, the last one. Gotta add another grandma story.
Yeah, okay. Another grandma story. Okay. The reason why she refuses to take showers. Okay. Like that's a really interesting one, because like when I finally shoved her, I froze for a bit, right? I know.
Okay.
I shoved her into the bathroom and I was like, I'm giving you a shower. Like, you're showering. So I scrubbed her back and she was like, you're doing it wrong. Like, okay, like, sure. And then after the bath, because I was getting ready for work, and she was like, you know, I forgot my Nivea cream. Can you give me something to put on my, like, she has a scar because, like, she had heart surgery. Like, I need something, you know, to put on my scar. And I was like, I can give you body lotion. And I'm like, no, I want a cream. Like, on my, I want to put it on my scar. And I'm like, yeah, I will give you a body lotion. And then she starts yelling at me, I already took a shower. I told you, you were the one to give me a shower. And I'm like, okay, answer me this question, grandma. What do you use to shower your body? And she was like, body lotion. So she used body lotion and not shower gel, you know? And this, and like, it does not wash your body, you know that, right? It's not soap, it's cream. And she tried to wash her body with body lotion and it never worked, and she was never clean. And she was like, well, I never get clean in the first place. I refuse to take showers because I'm not clean after a shower. And I'm like, are you kidding me, grandma? And I start explaining to her what she needs to use in the bathroom. And that body lotion is something that you put on your clean skin to hydrate it. And she was like, this is the first time I'm hearing of this. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. So it's a brand new world for my grandma. And now she uses, you know, soap like normal people. And then she puts on body lotion. She's like, oh, this is really nice. This feels nice on my skin. And I'm like, well, fucking yes, grandma.
Jesus. This needs to be you know what? This, I'm sorry, Maggie. She needs to live with you, and we just need to make this a reality TV show.
No. Like, are you kidding me? I have never been so depressed, like in the last couple of years than I am now. Like, this is absurd. I am so depressed right now. I want my apartment back. It smells like pee in here.
Okay. And I know how much you hate reality TV, so we can't do that.
I know.
Like, all right, so let's go ahead and do the rest of the SmackDown preview. You got Roman Reigns, who's returning tonight to set the rules for his match against Jey Uso at SummerSlam. You also have the fate of the fearsome Asuka will be revealed as her SummerSlam opponent is going to be announced.
I hate this so much. This is so stupid.
And then before we talk about Blood and Guts, we'll go ahead and just do the Rampage preview. You have the Royal Rampage Battle Royal. You have the Acclaimed with Daddy Ass taking on Johnny TV, QT Marshall, and Aaron Solo. The TBS Championship, Chris Statlander taking on Marina Shafir. And then AEW Collision preview for tomorrow night, taking place in Newark, New Jersey. The AEW World Trios Championship, the Acclaimed with Daddy Ass taking on the House of Black for the titles. And then the AEW World Tag Team Championship, FTR defending their titles against Mr. Adam Cole and MJF. So,
are those the only matches that were announced for the show?
So far that I've seen, there, I think there's another three or four that'll be announced probably.
Because MJF and Adam Cole defeated Guevara and Garcia on Dynamite, do you see them defeating FTR?
I didn't, but as well as this damn, I should say it like that, because I absolutely love this. I think most people do love the Cole and MJF thing. I kind of want to see it just continue, but I also don't really know if I want FTR to lose the titles because of it. So I'm kind of like stuck with this. I really don't know. In a way, I know people don't like it, and I got to commend AEW for not doing this much. I kind of want Bullet Club Gold to kind of cause like a something where they can't, like a disqualification or some sort.
Because FTR versus Bullet Club Gold from last week's AEW Collision was such a wonderful match. I loved it from start to finish. White is the owner of kicking out at 2.999999. Okay. Yeah. Like, that's the first thing that you learn in New Japan.
Him and Roman Reigns are pretty
good. Yeah, but like, this is the first thing that you learn in New Japan, like how to kick out at 2.99.
Yeah,
it was an amazing match. Yeah, but like, if Adam Cole and MJF win those championships, it'll be again.
You know what it is? I think next week. Now I can't remember. Yeah, is it next week? Shit, I don't know.
I have no idea if it's next week.
I gotta look now because I think Soupy's right.
Nevertheless, if Adam Cole and MJF win those championships, that this would mean that yet another set of championships will be used in order to further a storyline that's not about them. And I do not want that.
Yeah.
Because Cole and MJF will split at some point. And what do you do with those championship belts? So that's...
Yeah. No, exactly.
Is it this week or next week?
I'm trying to find it here.
Yeah. Okay. We're fine. So while you're trying to pull this up, let me just rant a bit about the fact that never would I want to see Battle of the Belts ever again. So it's basically now what they're doing is basically a third hour of AEW after Collision. I do not want that. Like, we all bitch and moan about Raw being 3 hours. I did not, like, all of these matches were Rampage matches. None of the titles ever change in Battle of the Belts. It's stupid. I do not want that. I'm sorry, but, like, there's a lot of content that this was easily dark shows. I'm not even kidding. Dark shows, all of them. Like, I don't need that. Like, whatsoever.
Yeah, it's July 29th.
July 29th. Okay, so next week, yeah. It's next week. Yep. So Britt Baker and Kayla Sparks having a 1 minute-ish match at Dynamite, I get the fact. MJF and Adam Cole had and Guevara and Garcia had a dance-off in the middle of the ring before their match, and the women had 1 minute match. This is something that will always frustrate me. It's pissing me off. Like, it's 2023. Women should be on television, and you not giving women any chance is hurting your audiences. And we all, like Fightful Select reported that CM Punk led a backstage meeting for Collision, you know, for like being different than Dynamite, having changes and everything. Like, could you please like talk about women's matches? Like, can we have that? Okay, please, Tony. Thank you. Cause like, that's kind of insulting. Just a bit.
Yeah.
We had a pretty awesome Blood and Guts match. Probably my favorite one today, but like I'm biased because it's Kenny. An awesome, awesome Blood and Guts match. But like, it could not have been at the expense of, you know, something worthy for the women to do in on the entire episode of Dynamite. And speaking about Blood and Guts, I loved everything about this match. But the thing is that if someone isn't as familiar with Kota Ibushi as, you know, fans of New Japan are, no one would see what all the fuss was all about. He didn't get to shine as much as I would hope to. There was a knee that he did, to Moxley, I think, that did not connect whatsoever at all. And the camera didn't help because it was right there. And it was like this sort of distance between Moxley's head and Kota's knee. And this was not a great visual, whatsoever. It was not. It was probably a mutual fault. Like, both were blamed because, like, you know, but like it's like this sort of matches are always chaotic, and I can give them, you know, the benefit of the doubt. Hats off to Matt Jackson for keeping his cool while a fan from Chicago was flipping him off right in his face. Mm-hmm. Kudos to Matt Jackson for that. But like, their wrestling fans are entitled to their opinion, so like, I'm completely fine with that. Matt introducing Tex from the top of the steel cage was a thing of beauty to me, and it was like, I know these sorts of matches are not for me, like hardcore matches.
It's not my style
like whatsoever, because like I get gray hairs and wrinkles, okay, because like, I'm like making those expressions throughout the entirety of the match, and I don't want that, okay?
Yep.
I do not want that. And I know it was really gruesome. Moxley, dude, like, you can donate blood, man. Like, don't just, you know, spill it on the canvas and whatnot. Jeez. Did my eyes deceive me, or did Moxley give up the match just so he can save Wheeler Yuta? Did that happen? Because Yuta did not pass out. He did not give up. I didn't understand. I had to go to work. I didn't get that. Like, did that happen?
I didn't catch it, if that's what he did.
Because the match ended because of they were choking out Wheeler Yuta. But he was not the one to give up.
I thought they called it. Oh, so that's what it was, what commentary told.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. So this, I love this. I love the fact that it happened. Because Wheeler Yuta would probably pass out before he lets down Brian or Moxley. So they have to give up for them. So now they go back to the drawing board. I was ridiculously sad about the fact that Brian Danielson wasn't a part of this. He would have brought out such a wonderful dynamic to this entire match. But Pac did say, screw you guys, I'm going home. And then Don Callis was like, yay, boy! Eh? Like, come to daddy, and again, like, we're gonna go for an ice cream, screw this shit. And like he got him out, and then like BCC, like they were the only ones that were left. And now everything happened. I'm eager to see what happens after the match ended and after Dynamite went off the air. Kenny Omega did praise the hell out of BCC and they shook hands. That's over.
You want to know what my favorite thing was that I noticed? And I don't know if people noticed it. And this just kind of just shows like the, I'm going to give it some, I have to explain it before like I show it, but it just shows the way Rick Knox is, because you always think he's lost in a match.
He was totally lost.
Now watch it. Okay, so I'm going to show you this. Have you ever seen a ref do this after a match? I've seen him raise one hand, but I've never seen him raise both of their hands. Have you ever seen that? Because I was like,
Maybe he won because he stayed in the, like, he didn't leave with Callis and Takeshita for ice cream.
I guess. Like, but I've never seen totally that. I've never noticed a ref do that. And I noticed it that night and I was dying. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? Because I was like, it's like he's
maybe
like,
he's waving goodbye to the audience. I don't know.
Yeah, like, but still, like, I've never seen, like, he looks like he was part of the team, is the way he.
Well, he is Team Young Bucks, okay?
Like, I know, but it's just, it's the fact that he's like, I've never seen a ref do that, like, that I can
recall. I know, it is funny. It is, I didn't notice that whatsoever. but it's really funny, yeah.
So, well, let's do our last Cooper effect here. Give me 1 second. There's my sound effect for that.
I was able to stay completely still. So I don't botched it. Guys, our Cooper effect this week, you know, apart from my, you know, granny. yeah. Thank you, Scott. We're going to talk about Mike from Indeed. We had such an amazing time. Are you thinking about something?
Well, I'm thinking about that. I don't ever remember Chiota, like, any ref ever, like, doing that, like, two hands in the air.
Chiota was a thing of beauty. He was like, when he was Chiota. Telling, hey, that was two, and he was like, that was two, yeah, metal.
Yeah.
It's two, that was two, and I'm like, yeah.
Nobody does the Money in the Bank thing better in their life. Like, are you sure? Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, so Mike from Indeed, our friend Mike. He was such a wonderful guest. He's one of, you know, one of those funny people that you have when you will always have follow-up questions for all their answers. Like, I'm not, like, you will understand what I'm saying after you subscribe to Fightful Select and catch Coexisting After Dark on Fightful Select with our friend Mike. We had such a fun time. I definitely... I think that you guys should go and watch this. Some insights about, you know, indie wrestling, backstage working with Reg also. Like, we adore our Grab City guys from Fightful. Just such an amazing person to have on the show. So we're definitely going to do it again in the future. But we did get some, you know, insight about a lot of stuff, you know, not only indie wrestling. So go subscribe to Fightful Select and check it out.
Yeah, and the really cool thing is if you're a fan of Lisa Ann, there's a photo of me and her that's PG, so I'll tell you that. There's also a photo of me in Alexis, Texas that's PG that I showed on there that we talked a little bit about some adult entertainment. And so that should get you to click on that too. What else? Yeah, he's
That's
just
what
awesome.
You call clickbait, Rob.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we'll do it. I'll make money. No. Anyways, he's a great guy. I love talking to him. We'll definitely have him on again. We say that about everybody because we just have fun with that show. You know, we have fun with our shows in general. So, it was just a good old time. I definitely recommend you check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. But as we're almost already 10 minutes over. So Maggie, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you for putting up with my ridiculous granny stories.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob. I'm also on that new Blue Sky app or whatever at Fightful Rob. And every Friday, you can catch me right here with Maggie at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central for Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. We have a good old time. And then at 5 o'clock Eastern, we move over to Fightful Select for a exclusive interview that we do with somebody usually involved with media and wrestling, or just wrestling in general. So we have a good old time. Want to say thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you so much, and we will talk to you next week. And we hope if you watch Ring of Honor tonight that you enjoy your time. And if you don't, I hope you go somewhere like...
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
Peace.
We were doing so good.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.